Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
It is a Wednesday afternoon. On the phone line with us to take a look at the weather forecast, Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Hey, Todd. Hope things are going good over there.
Oh, you know, I made a trip north to Hoopston this morning with a speaking engagement there and had a fantastic time. It was a magnificent crowd and it was cold, but it was not a bad trip. Tomorrow evening, though, Dave Dickey and company will be headed north again towards the Kankakee area and Chicago, going to Bradley, Illinois, for an Ag Outlook. And it appears they're going to have some skating to do if that event actually happens. What do you think will be the case tomorrow evening?
Well, I think if they can hustle back home again, maybe they'll be able to escape the worst of the conditions. It's going to be kicking in during the evening hours, so going up will probably be okay. Coming back might be a little risky. I don't know. It really kind of depends on the storm system, and it is still expected to become fairly well-defined. It's going to be a major event for hard red winter wheat country and a significant event in the sense of easing some dryness across Iowa and parts of northern Missouri, and then, of course, for Illinois and points eastward. It's not going to be nearly the storm that it will be out to the west, but it will be enough to create some travel issues across the region. We do expect a little bit of everything to come with this storm, rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow, and it will be a bit of a challenge traveling across Illinois, certainly central and northern portions of the state in particular as we get into the evening tomorrow, and even tomorrow afternoon in the western part of the state. Iowa will be in the thick of things for most of the day tomorrow, as will parts of Missouri. And we'll likely see this precipitation spread off to the east and north as we move on into Thursday night into Friday. And indeed, the system will be weakening so that the areas across the Great Lakes region will see mostly snow and a little bit of freezing rain. But it won't be nearly the precipitation producer that it will be back to the southwest.
And this is the first in a series of precipitation producers that are headed across the United States, in particular the western and northwestern parts of the Great Plains and then the Midwest?
We actually have a couple of storm systems here. I don't know that it's going to last much longer than that kind of a series. It isn't necessarily a trend changer here, but a short-term burp, I guess, in the overall dominating pattern. So we'll have a second system coming into the plains sometime late this weekend into early next week. It will spread snow again across a big part of the Midwest with a little freezing rain as well. That will be out of the way come the first half of next week. So probably by Tuesday night, the storm system will be winding down, but it'll still be maybe Wednesday of next week, a week from now, before the second storm is actually exiting the region. After that, it should be a lot quieter across the region with cold temperatures still prevailing, though.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
You betcha. Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joined us on this Wednesday afternoon of the closing market report. Visit us online if you get the opportunity. The address there is willag.org. We have a brand new website. It's really good. Looks great on your regular computer, your tablet, and your phone. It's all at willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.